the MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault and Drew McNeil on MFR 2.
Barcelona versus Real Madrid. America versus Europe in the Ryder Cup. England versus Australia in the Ashes. Roger Federer versus Rafael Nadal. McLaren versus Red Bull. Rangers versus Celtic. Some of the biggest rivalries in the world of sport, but it's nothing compared to a Camanachd Cup final between King Yussi and Neaton Moore.
We haven't won it for 25 years, so it tells you that in the past Neaton Moore have been really successful in the Camanachd Cup, and this last 25 years, well, obviously not so. So we're out to put number 29 in the trophy this year.
We're under no illusion, it's going to be very difficult. We have to, you know, rise to the challenge, you know, lift our level of play, and, you know, we're capable of winning, there's no question about that, if we can get everything right.
If we can come out of this season with the Camanachd Cup, then it'll be the most sort of successful season for us. Hopefully, from our point of view, it'd put Neaton Moore back where they had been previously, and it would hopefully be a reward for a lot of hard work that's gone in.
It's been away from Keys for too long, and we're hoping it's going to be back here Saturday.
Camanachd Cup final day, it's the biggest event in Shinty, so all players are looking forward to it. This is what everyone aspires to be in the Camanachd Cup final.
1986 is a long, long time ago, and I think if you'd spoken to any of the team at that time and told them it was going to be such an absence in Neaton Moore till the next win, then I think they would have laughed at you.
A very warm welcome to this week's MFR Shinty Show. A very special show this week because it's the Camanachd Cup Final Preview Show. Alongside me, as always, to talk Shinty and the Camanachd Cup Final is Scotland boss Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
And you, Ian, and all listeners.
Big weekend, Drew, the Camanachd Cup Final, the big one in the diary. We've been looking forward to it for the last couple of weeks now. It's finally come round.
Yeah, just listening to the intro gave me a goosebump there, which is quite unusual. Since I'm not even involved.
It is a special feeling for a player and a manager as well. What's your experiences of the Camanachd Cup final?
Oh, too long to say on the radio, but I just think the whole week before, it's a brilliant build up for the guys. They thoroughly enjoy it, and then it's actually speaking to Brick and telling them trying to enjoy it on Saturday. So they've got to try and enjoy it.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. One man who's also been busy alongside Drew and I is Torquil McLeod from the Camanachd Association. Torquil, you've been a busy man this week.
Yeah, getting all organised for the weekend, but so far so good. It's all coming together quite well. Eyes on the weather a little bit, but the preparations are going well, and there's a lot of interest out there. We've got the street dressing up in Inverness just now. We've got the ads and the promotions running in the newspapers. We've got the radio ads on MFR, and we've sold something like 4 times as many tickets in advance than we have done ever before. So it's working really well, and we're tying in with the Blast Festival this year, and we're being selling tickets through them and being promoted as part of the Blast Festival, and also working with Eden Court Theatre. So all of that has worked really well. Expecting a big crowd, and hopefully on a sunny day.
Can you see Neaton Moore? Is that the main draw, do you think, that's maybe increased the ticket sales?
I think that everyone tells me that's the final that people really want to see, and for me, I'm fairly new into the sport, and certainly King Yussi and Neaton Moore would be a final that would have interested me. I think so, yeah. We're hopeful of bringing in a lot of neutrals and a lot of people who are pretty new to the sport, just by reaching out to a wider audience.
This week, I imagine, would have been a hectic one for you and the rest of the guys at the office as well, but
You know, it's an event that in the last couple of months has been in the planning.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, it is busy in the office, but everyone's pretty excited and everyone's very focused on putting on the best possible stage, as it were, for these two teams to perform and getting a crowd in there that will really get behind it and create a fantastic atmosphere. It went really well last year. We're back at Buck Park this year simply because the Fort William pitch wasn't available to us. So that's an opportunity for us to just improve on what we did last year. We've got the big screen coming in. We've got the performers from Fishing and Gale performing in the afternoon as well. We've got two Junior Cup finals on in the afternoon, earlier in the afternoon as well. So there's lots going on. I think it's worth coming down, and if you've never been to Shinty before, this is the one to get to.
And it's been billed as Shinty's Big Day Out. It features the Big Two. Let's start with the side who go into the game as favourites, Newton Moore, who go in search of their first success in the competition since 1986. It's also the first time the two clubs have met in the final since 1997, and Norman MacArthur, manager of Newton Moore, wants to put things right.
The last time we met was a disaster for us, and hopefully we won't have that scoreline again, but it'll be a very tight game, and you know, who knows what way it's going to go. I mean, it's really hard to call. You know, it doesn't matter which team's on top at the time of playing these games. It's all in the day, and it's all in how individual players handle the big occasion.
Derby matches are, you know, always close matches to call. You had a kind of big game earlier in the round when you beat Fort William. That one going into the game was a close one to predict, but yeah. I mean, you come out in that one and won it emphatically in the end.
Aye, in the second half, for half time we're 1-0 up. I think it was 1-0 half time, but certainly no one could ever predict the outcome of that game. You know, I don't know, we just scored 4 or 5 goals just one after the other, and then it just killed them off, and it was a big score, and it was a big day for us, you know, just getting over that hurdle. As was the Inverary semi-final, we've just fallen at that hurdle so often, and we've just desperately wanted to get over it, and we got there. We're there now, and we're just going to enjoy the occasion.
Speaking to Stevie, it's been a number of years since Kingussie won the trophy. It's been a number of years since Newton Moore have won it back in the 80s, so mm-hmm. I mean, does that make you even more determined to grab a hold of that trophy on Saturday?
It definitely does. 25 years since we've won it. We're desperate. I mean, we're the record holders with 28 wins, and we haven't won it for 25 years, so it tells you that in the past Newton Moore have been really successful in the Camanachd Cup, and this last 25 years, well, obviously not so. We're out to put number 29 in the trophy this year.
And to get one over in Kingussie as well in the process, I mean, that would just be the icing on the cake.
It would, but I think the focus for us is to win the cup. It's not about who we're playing. It would be nice, obviously, because it's Newton Moore, can you see? But, you know, if it was Newton Moore and anyone else, we're still focusing on just getting that result.
And obviously it could be a fantastic end to the season for you as well. You're still going well in the Premier Division and a chance of getting, retaining that title as well as the Camanachd Cup. So it could be a real great end to the season for you.
Exactly. You know, we've still got 4 league games to go, and we're looking to win the 4 league games, and looking for maybe Kyle's to drop points. But we've actually, I think the goal difference is plus 12 in their favour, and I think that if we can, I think we're actually starting to score goals now. We've got David Chain back fit and starting to score goals, and maybe, you never know, we might get a few goals in our last 4 games and pull the goal difference back, and it might be all in the day, down to goal difference.
And you go into the final on the back of good form as well. You know, you build up a bit of momentum now, and you're getting the results.
Yeah, we had been getting results. We've been winning ugly, if you like. We hadn't been playing that well, and we've been getting sort of 1-0s, 2-1s, but putting the 2 points on the board. And now, in the last couple of weeks, we've actually been playing well. So maybe it's just come at the right time.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Newton Moore boss Norman MacArthur on the MFR Shinty Show Camanachd Cup Final Special. Drew, is there real pressure on Newton Moore to win this one? 1986 was the last time they won the trophy. Does that play on the players' minds going into this one?
Definitely. And we'd said all season about, and even after that semi-final, how I felt Newton Moore were under so much pressure. I actually bumped into one of Newton Moore boys today. I don't know if he was buying himself a new pair of boots for Saturday or not. And I was just had a brief discussion. He said he hasn't slept for 3 weeks.
Really?
Or properly for 3 weeks, you know, so that's what it means to them.
I mean, it's going to be a big occasion for them. Many of the squad will not have experienced a Camara Cup final before, whereas King Youssi, you know, they have a bit more in terms of experience there. It's a big occasion. You mentioned there, enjoy it. The players will have to go there and enjoy it, but they have to go and win it as well.
No, and Norman had touched on it, you know, that they were relieved to get through the semi-final, and I think if they win, they'll be relieved as well to some extent, because beating King Youssi is so important for them. As you said, everybody knows everybody down there.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be difficult for them, and I just hope that they don't put too much pressure on themselves, you know. Don't have the white knuckle ride, just try and pass the ball now and again, and, you know, play a bit more, shouldn't you? Because they can play. I mean, that's the thing. I just think that finals, I know my first finals, they just fly right by.
Yeah,
that's the fear. Some of the Cusie boys, they played the McTavish this year, McTavish last year, Scottish last year. They're in their second Camarnock in 2 years. Newton Moore, how many years was it since they were in the final?
1997.
Yeah. Games can just fly by. And another thing is they won't actually hear anybody in the sidelines. They're not able to hear their teammates shouting at each other. You can't explain that until you're playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not used to having big crowds, but you just won't be able to hear your teammates shouting at you.
Mm-hmm. They lost out in the Macaulay Cup final, beaten 2-1 by Cars Athletic. They dreamt of a treble. They now could end the season with a double, but they could so easily end the season with nothing.
They could. But a lot of positives take out of that Macaulay final. I thought they played exceptionally well. Just lost it towards the end. I think if they start that, they start the Camarnock the same way they started the Macaulay, then that would be the right route straight away, because they played really well in the Macaulay. A lot to take away from that. I'm sure they got a hard time for losing it, but mm-hmm. they should take a lot of positives from that.
We mentioned last week Cam's Athletic can put their feet up and chill out for a week. There's need to more of so many big games coming up as well, but the Premier Division, there's no focus on it at all. It's just about the Camara Cup final.
Oh, they'll have forgotten completely about the league. That would be small fry if they win the Camara.
Mm-hmm. That, you know, really does mean an awful lot to the guys at Eatonmore just to win this trophy.
Yeah. And if they do win that, then they'll, you know, they'll quickly refocus, hopefully, for the following week. But everything will just be totally on the Camara.
Would they take the Camara Act over the Premier Division?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. Every year.
Torquay, I'll bring you in here. Obviously, you know, need to more go into it. Reigning champions last year as well. They have a real chance to end the season in spectacular fashion with the double. Can they do it?
I'm sure they can, yeah. But it's going to be, the league is going to be really tight contest. It's exciting between them and Kyles, and Kyles are really gunning for that league trophy. So I think the league is going to be exciting, but for the Camara Cup final, it was just interesting listening to Drew talk mm-hmm. about the stage, you know, the size of the crowd and things like that. It is, I can imagine for players who haven't been in the final, it could be quite daunting with 2,000 or 3,000 people in the stand. You know, it's going live on telly. Last year we had over 100,000 people tuning in across TV and radio. It's going across British Forces television as well. So it is a huge stage for the sport, and you know, from our point of view, we just want it to be a fantastic advert for the game as well. But for Newton Moore, it's they can certainly do it, but I, you know, we'll let that run and see.
I mean,
what
the
happens.
Premier Division fixtures, we've been kind of anticipating them for a while. In the last few weeks, you know, determined to find out when this Cowes Athletic Newton Moore game will be on, because that's the one that potentially could clinch the Premier Division title. But for Newton Moore, when you look at their, you know, the games in the running, I mean, there's some big games there, but you know, it's games for the likes of Newton Moore to relish. Yeah, they're on form.
They're on form, and I think they'll be right up for it.
Yeah, Norman had said, you know, I think the key to them scoring goals again is David Chain back. I think David brings a dimension that they've lost completely, because he's got a fantastic first touch. He's got a fantastic shot. And Danny McRae, who's not been scoring the goals, scores goals when David's playing. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
I was going to touch on match winners. We'll obviously hear from one potential King Youssi match winner later on in the show in Ronald Ross. But for Newton Moore, is that the big thing for them is goals?
Oddly enough, I was looking through the Newton Moore goals that have been televised, and an awful lot of the goals come from Paul MacArthur's long hitting into the forward line. And I know, can you see, sometimes look at Stephen McDonald, the other wing, who's the mobile guy. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'd be more inclined to stop Paul getting the ball forward with his long hitting.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait and see. King Youssi already have the McTavish Cup in the trophy cabinet this season, and King's boss Stevie Borthwick is relishing the prospect of facing their old rivals.
It's a long time since Keith and Newton Moore have been in the final of the Scottish Cup, and I think it just adds that extra bit of spice to the occasion, and I think there's going to be a big, big crowd at Inverness, probably the biggest crowd we've had at Camden for a while. So, hope the weather stays clear for everyone, because last year's final was a bit dismal, but you know, we're hoping that we're going to take a cut back to can you see?
I hate to take you back to last year's final, but you know, it was against an old foe in Fort William, and you lost out that day. You'd be keen to avenge that final.
Yeah, certainly. Last year, our inexperience told really for the first time in a long time. We had a lot of changes in our team, and if we could fast forward it for 6 months, we would probably beaten Fort William on the day and quite well, I reckon. But you know, we had what we had, and their experience told in the end for them.
You've been able to rest a few players in the last couple of weeks as well. Does that help going into this game?
Not through choice, really. On the injury side of things, we've had a lot of injuries leading into this game. In fact, the whole season, really, it's been pretty dismal for us. But and to be fair to our squad, it's, you know, incredible we got where we got with what's been going on in our squad. But you know, we've got there, and that's the main thing, and hopefully things are going to come right for us in the day.
You've got the McTavish Cup in already in the trophy cabinet. Looking at that famous trophy there, you'd want to grab that, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's been away from Keys for too long, and we're hoping it's going to be back here Saturday.
And winning it against your biggest rivals as well, how much will that mean to you and King Yusey?
Oh, yeah, undoubtedly. It's, you know, it's good to beat Newtonmore at the best of times, but beating them in the Scottish Cup final is something special. And you know, Ronald's coming to the twilight of his career, and you know, this guy's made a big stuff, and there's a chance he could be retiring at the end of the year. Who knows, he may well stay on, but if he does, he's the type of guy that's going to go out on a very high, and you know, all that said, we're confident we're going to come away with it on Saturday.
There's not been a King Yusey Newtonmore final in a few years. I think 1997 was the last one as well, so it's a kind of weird occasion, but it's one that I think everyone is looking forward to.
I mean, the last final at King Yusey Newtonmore, it was a bit of a mismatch really. King Yusey came into it on a high with an incredible squad, and Newtonmore were at the rebuilding process then, and you know, that was a one-off. You know, sort of, we wouldn't expect a high-scoring game or anywhere near that on this final, and we're figuring on it being a close event.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
King Yusey boss Stevie Borthwick on the MFR Shinty Show. Drew, I mentioned a bit of pressure on Newtonmore to win their first Camanachd Cup since the 80s, but when you look at the last couple of finals, King Yusey haven't won it since 2006.
No, that was a good run for Fort William. I just have to mention that there, you know.
Get the old Fort William mentioning while you can, eh?
Absolutely. No, they were desperate last year. They were really disappointed last year. I spoke to them, some of the boys, they were devastated. But they'll be stronger for it. They'll come back. They know what they've got to do. The guys are a year older. They've had their injury problems this year, but no, they'll be well prepared. That's one thing about King Yusey. Always prepared really well for finals.
King Yusey quite happy to admit that they go into the game as the underdogs, which is quite unusual for a Camanachd Cup final to see King Yusey go in as that tag.
I don't think Newtonmore will think that they are King Yusey are underdogs. I think they're trying to suckle him in here a wee bit. Mm-hmm. But Norma's not daft enough to buy that, I don't think.
The last couple of weeks, you know, Stevie, not through choice, but he's had to rest at some players. Their game against Cas Athletic was called off last week as well, so they've had a chance to, you know, get some players recovered from knocks and get everyone fit and ready for the big one.
I would rather have them all playing prior to going into a cup final, get them all ready to test themselves. Nephalie McLeod comes back, he's a massive player for them. If Ian Borthwick comes back, another massive player for them, you know. But the most interesting thing, and it wasn't even anything that was said, I seen a picture in the paper today, and it was a picture of Ron Ross looking at the cup, and I've never seen him so actually, he looked really determined and concentrated. I've never seen him look like that, and it was just a picture. I thought, he kind of means business, you know.
We'll hear from the great man shortly on the MFR Shinty Show. That's not been a classic season for King Yusey. They would have liked to have been up there, you know, fighting towards the end in the Premier Division. They have a trophy in the cabinet already, as I touched on, the McTavish. They beat Fort William in that final as well. Sorry to rub it in there. But, you know, they still can't end the season on a high.
No, and they've had horrendous injuries, you know, that's the thing. Two, you know, absolute outright defenders that they need haven't been available. Mm-hmm. But when they've not been available, young guys are playing their place. They wouldn't have had that experience without these guys being injured. They've won the McTavish. They've got a good chance of winning the Scottish. They're not worried about the league.
Especially against Newtonmore as well. You know, I hate to go back and mention when the last time Eton Moore won the trophy, for any Eton Moore fans listening, but it's been a while, and to prolong that wait, King UC will be up for that.
Oh, they'll love it. You know, rubbing their noses in it if they can. But the current crop of Newton Moore players won't remember that result, really. I mean, it won't be affecting them. They won't be bruised by it. But the King UC players that played against Newton Moore that last game, they'll be bruised by that result.
Torquil, King UC have been involved in, you know, finals throughout the last couple of decades. Involved last year as well. That still hurts them. And they'll be keen to avenge that this weekend.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would expect to see two first class teams on the park on Saturday. It'll be it's a one off game, and they'll both be at the top of their game for it. I think it'll be a pretty tight affair. And from my perspective, I just hope it's going to be a really great game, something that we can all remember and really be excited about and proud of as well. Just showcases the sport to that huge audience that are going to tune in for it.
I did touch on it at the start of the show. Obviously, you know, the prospect of a King UC Newton Moore final is really appealing to everyone, but you know, it's like you say, not just the names, but they're two good sides who are capable of playing some good stuff on the day as well.
Absolutely, yeah, two great sides.
Yeah. And the fans, I mean, Drew, the fans will be looking forward to this, and from a neutral point of view as well, there will be a few fans there that will be just keen to go and watch the showpiece.
There'll be a lot of older folk out there. We're used to seeing them in cup finals competing against each other, particularly in the McTavish Cup final at Inverness. So it'll be a chance for them to look at the old days, I suppose. It'll be good to see all the old faces there.
And it's a good get together as well.
It's always good get together. It's the one year we all get together.
It's a big day out.
Shinty's big day out indeed. One man who'll be busy this weekend, although he hopes not to be too involved, is match referee Deke Cameron, and admits he could have missed the big occasion.
If you were to ask a referee, you know, what would be the best possible final he could do, he would probably say a Newton Moore King UC final on the Bucht, which is central to everyone involved, and it's a great playing surface.
You've had a busy year as well, with a couple of finals too, but this one, like you say, is the big one. And what are you expecting from King UC and Newton Moore this weekend?
I'm expecting a good, hard, physical game. Obviously, there's a local derby scenario about this game and the rivalry, and perhaps something that'll add a bit of spice to the game is the fact that last time the two of them met in a final, King UC gave Newton Moore what you could call a real going over. So they'll be looking to avenge that, and that'll add a bit of spice to the game.
From a referee point of view, like you say, it's going to be a physical affair, both sides, local derby, that kind of thing. But you know, what are you expecting? Any unfair treatment? Are you going to be busy?
It's hard to say. From a plenty point of view, the players will not be wanting an early booking. Obviously, they're going to be on tender hooks if they pick a booking up. So that's something they're going to have to watch out for. And obviously, I'm going to have to stand my authority in the game. I don't want the game to run away from me either. So that's something I'll have to look out for.
I think from a spectating point of view as well, it's often the case, we hope to see, you know, the referee doesn't have to get involved too much, but there's a lot at stake. King UC obviously desperate to keep a hold of that cup, and Newton Moore want to win it. They've not won it in a long time, but they're going for a, you know, double with the Premier Division next weekend as well. But we hope to not see you involved in too many incidents, but I've got a funny feeling you may be called into action.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I mean, the Macaulay final I done a few weeks back, things went well. I mean, I hardly had to talk to a player. Both teams were just focused totally on playing Shindy. They made my life easy. And perhaps if I get to talk to both teams before the final, I'll say what I said before the Macaulay final. And normally what happens in that situation is the team that keeps their discipline is usually the team who wins.
Drew mentioned this last week. I don't know if it's true or not, but did you turn out for Foot William a few weeks ago and pick up a yellow card?
I did. I had a day because I had a referee on the Friday night. Went purely down to watch Foot William, who I hadn't seen playing all season, just with the intention of watching the game. And Foot William had a couple of call-offs at the last minute, so the manager, Peter McIntyre, Foot William, asked me, would I be prepared to go as a substitute? And me liking Shinty as much as I do, accepted the offer.
It's not often we hear of a referee get booked as well. What was the incident that you got booked for?
To be honest, I accidentally hit a player on the head when I was kind of trying to lift my stick over his head. The referee didn't make the decision himself entirely at that moment, but he walked to the goal judge, and after talking with the goal judge, he came back again, seemed fit to give me a yellow card. But I mean, I respect Graham Cameron. You know, obviously he felt there was a foul there, and he's, I can't argue. I'm in that position. Both sides, I've been the player and I've been the man handing out the cards. So I just got on with it after that.
Referee on Saturday, Deke Cameron on the MFR Shinty Show. Drew, you tipped me off to that story, and it's a bizarre one.
Yeah, Deke is a poacher turned gamekeeper. It's the best way to describe him.
A yellow card for a referee, though.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised Deke got booked, because I remember playing with him, so it's no surprise. You can't play Shinty half-hearted, unfortunately. It just doesn't leave you.
On a serious note, though, a fantastic honour to be the referee in the Camina Cup final.
It is for him, yeah. I think he deserves it. I think the way he did say he refereed Macaulay well, and he did. I actually sent him a text. I thought he was fantastic, because if you don't see a referee in the game, he's doing something right, you know. Mm-hmm. And Deke's got great manners, and he's played the game. He knows a good foul, and it's a foul. He's not daft, and the guys know that.
And I mean this, you know, in all seriousness as well. I mean, like you touched on there, we hope it's a good game and a quiet game as well. You know, we don't like to see referees get too fussy.
No, Deke won't be fussy. Deke's a referee that does let the game go, you know. But he will be mindful, that he said himself, he can't let it run away from him, because mm-hmm. it will be intense on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a battle between two old rivals. There is the every, you know, possibility that emotions get, you know, carried away.
It should be. That's what people are going to see. They want to see some good hard tackles. People committing, you know, a bit of bruising here and there. Nothing wrong with it.
Well, let's hope Deke has something to say about that. Torquil, I mean, yeah, it's like we touched on there, a real honour for Deke to get, you know, the top job in terms of refereeing and one of the showpiece event of the season.
Yeah, the feedback on Deke all season has been very positive, and the feedback on him having refereed the Macaulay final was very positive as well. So he's clearly excited about it, and yeah, again, it's my hope is just that it is a great showpiece for the sport, and the referee's a key part of that.
Mm-hmm. There is also going to be a get together with the rest of the referees throughout the country as well beforehand, and it's important for the officials to get together and discuss certain things in the game.
Yeah, refereeing can be a fairly lonely business, I think, and there isn't much of a forum for them to get together and share ideas and share their views, and Saturday is an opportunity for that, and on the back of the big day out, you know, they'll have their own day out on that too.
And it's, you know, like you say there, the forum can also help develop the game as well, and develop, you know, the laws of the game.
Yeah, exactly. And there are recurring issues, the referees get an opportunity to discuss how they deal with it, to you know, be consistent in their approach to managing situations that they all come across. So I think the opportunity is there for them to have a great day out, but at the same time, it is a development and training opportunity as well.
You mentioned, obviously, with the big crowd, the big television audience and radio audience as well, and there's also there'll be a lot of nerves for Deke Cameron stepping out onto that turf, as well as the players and the managers.
Yeah, he's broadcast live with his microphone, so
is he?
Yeah, well, he goes across on the
TV,
so it's the big brother moment, don't swear.
No, Deke's a confident guy, he'll take it in a stride, I'm quite sure of that, you know. He's confident in his own qualities, he's got strong qualities, so nah, he'll be fine.
Do the players know about the mic live as well? Were they?
I think they get told.
They have to watch their P&Qs.
Surprisingly, yeah. The players don't tend to swear on a shinty pitch, because it is a booking offence if it, you know. So, and they don't tend to speak back to referees. It's not like some other sports where you give a referee abuse. It just doesn't happen in shinty. There's only one way going, and it's towards the changing rooms.
You might be aiming that at as well.
Well, you know.
Good stuff. Back to the shinty. And the Camara Cup final this weekend, King Newsy, Newton Moore. Let's hear now from the players of a chance of lifting that famous trophy this weekend. Newton Moore skipper Scott Campbell can't wait to get out there and says it'll be a great honour to lead out the side.
It's massive, it really is. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, from childhood dreams right the way through to being a first team player, to, from my point of view, to participate in a Camara Cup final is absolutely huge. The honour of being able to lead the boys out on the field and be the captain is just incredible, absolutely incredible.
And going to a Camara Cup final against your big rivals as well, and who knows, win it?
Well, again, you know, it's hard. You sort of daren't dream it, and you know, you can't think it, but it's there. It's possible. We just got to apply ourselves. We've got to work very, very hard. You know, recently we've enjoyed some good form against King Newsy. The last match there's no, it's absolutely no gauge whatsoever. As far as you know, Saturday's game's concerned, it gives us a little bit of confidence though, and hopefully that's something we can carry in with us. To win it would be unbelievable. I think we've got to set out our stall, we've got to believe we can do it, and we've got to apply ourselves and put the hard work in, and it can be done.
You've had a real good season as well. You're still fighting in the Premier Division. You unfortunately lost at the Macaulay Cup final, but it's been a real terrific season, and a Camara Cup would go well in that trophy cabinet.
Absolutely. Since we started rebuilding, you know, maybe five seasons ago, we've become, you know, we've been sort of really up at the top. We've been challenging for leagues for the last sort of three or four seasons. We've lost out by points. We've lost out by goal difference. To get to the league, to win the league last year was a fantastic experience. I think it brought all the guys closer together. It gave us a belief that we can actually get there, and we're not just going to have this sort of nearly man tag for the rest of our careers. Coupled with obviously McTavish's success prior to that, the Macaulay was a massive disappointment to us all. I think we possibly got it wrong on the day. We maybe we possibly started believing we had it in the bag, and we shouldn't have. And we've learnt a lot from that. I think that will stand us in good stead for this game. And again, it's great to be challenging again for this league. You can't take away from Kyle's there, the team on form, and they've had a really great season. They're going really well, but again, we're going to push them all the way. We're going to stick with them, and we're going to make it as hard as we possibly can for them. At the moment though, focusing purely on the Camara Cup, it's as I say, it's a massive day out for us all, and it's great for a lot of our guys that have put a lot of hard work in over the years to get to experience this. You know, Norman Campbell, Glenn McIntosh, Michael Ritchie, some of the sort of slightly older guys in the team, or more mature players, shall we say. They've been around they've been involved with the club for such a long time, and they've not had many big days out to enjoy. So it's great for them to get this. And even likes of myself, who's not getting any younger now, in my sort of generation, likes of Danny McCrane and my age group, Jamie Robinson, it's great. It's just a phenomenal experience. And as I say, what we have to try and remember is that we've got to take deep breaths and enjoy the day, as well as it being such a massive occasion, is try and relax and enjoy it too.
Norman said there that no one's won the Camara Cup more times than Newton Moore, but unfortunately for the club, it's not been a long time. Does that sit on your mind at all, or do you not think about that going into the game?
You know, I think I'd be lying if I said it's not a factor. 1986 is a long, long time ago, and I think if you'd spoken to any of the team at that time and told them it was going to be such an absence in Newton Moore till the next win, then you know, I think they would have laughed at you. So you know, it's obviously going to be a factor. I think it's something that we'll not be dwelling upon on the day. I don't think it'll be in the forefront of our minds, but you know, to be the team that were able to take the cup back to Newton Moore, I think would add a certain spark to the whole thing, and it would certainly make it that bit more enjoyable for us. I mean, we're not a team that's experienced it before, so and you know, I know from speaking to other guys that have won Camara Cups before, you know, the first one's the sweetest as such.
You've seen the trophy in there. It is a big trophy. It means a lot to everyone in the sport as well. But you've got a real chance to kind of end the season with Premier Division title as well. So it's going to be a real kind of big end to the season for the club.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's where we've got to be realistic. I remember you know, a few weeks ago you get a bit excited thinking, you know, there's a treble on with him at Macaulay as well, and then all of a sudden it's gone. And you know, it's easy to get swept along and caught up in things, and you get all excited about the prospect of success. But at the end of the day, it's all about keeping yourselves on the ground. We've got to remember that we've got to work hard. We've trained hard this year. We've all put a lot of hard work in, and I think that's yes, it's nice to think they could be achieved, but at the same time, we've got to remember that it won't be done without a lot of hard work. I think if we can commit to this season with the Camanachd Cup, then it'll be the most sort of successful season for us. Hopefully, from our point of view, it'd put Newtmore back where they had been previously, and it would hopefully be a reward for a lot of hard work that's gone in.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
Scott Campbell on the MFR Shinty Show, the Newtonmore captain. Drew, Scott's got a real good chance of lifting that famous trophy.
Won't really thank you for putting any more pressure on him, but he has actually, and he suffered badly last season with injury, so it was good to see him come back this year stronger, because Newtonmore need him as well. It's a massive day for him, but he hasn't to think of it as that. He's just one of the players. He has to just be one of the players tomorrow.
You did touch on it as well, that message of enjoying the occasion as well. It's very easy to say before the game, but will he have a big influence on the rest of his teammates and leading them out there?
Scott's a bit of a coach himself, so he's the right guy to be in the change rooms. Yeah, I mean he comes across really well. He'll take control of the squad, and he'll lead when he's on the park. If he can be heard, if he leads in the park,
it's a massive role as well that the captain, especially, like we spoke about already. It's a cup final. It's against your big rivals as well, and we've already spoke about the attendance will be good as well. So it's important the captain is a calming influence.
Yeah, and it's an odd scenario in Shinty where they tend to change their captains every year, which I don't really understand. But Scott is a real captain. He's a real leader and a real communicator. He is a real captain, and he'll do the job even more so since he is the captain this year.
And speaking to Scott as well, it was a kind of one game at a time mentality. He knows that. He's forgetting about the Premier Division for the moment, like we spoke about earlier on. He's only focused on this Saturday and winning that trophy.
He has to. That's the thing. I mean, if they win the league at the end of this year and they haven't won the Scottish, they'll be disappointed. But if they win the Scottish and the league slips by, this is their best chance to win the trophy. This is the best chance. There's a better chance of winning this than there is in the league. So they need to take this opportunity.
And also the fact that it's... He knows the date, the year that Newtonmore last won it. He knows how much pressure there is, but he's not worrying about that at all. They're just going out there, they're forgetting about the past. It's all about the present and indeed the future for Newtonmore.
Yeah, I actually watched Newtonmore training on Saturday because I was down there watching the women's final, and I had Norman Campbell at a fitness test on Sunday, and Norman turned up a stone lighter and just blew me away with his fitness, and that's somebody who's getting towards the end of his career and is really putting some effort in this season.
Torquil, Scott, like we say, is a real chance of lifting the trophy on Saturday. We hope that one of them, Ronald or Scott, but it's a real big pressure on Newtonmore going into the game, and a real pressure on Scott as well. But as Drew there says, he can handle the occasion.
I don't know Scott as well as I do know Ronald, because obviously I share an office with Ronald. But from the times I've met Scott, he does exactly as Drew says, a great communicator. I'm sure he's a good captain. It was just interesting, I was at the Women's Cup final with Drew last weekend as well, and Scott was there doing his bit goal judging in the Women's Cup final, so I just thought that was a nice to see him doing that the week before his own the cup final where he's going to be
real
captain.
Dedication, and that's what you like to see in the sport.
Yeah, and the other thing was the rest of his team were doing a warm up whilst he was being a goal judge.
Maybe he'd be slacking there.
Maybe.
Well, let's hear from another captain, Ronald Ross, and one man who's no stranger to the Camanachd Cup final. The King's legend is looking forward to stepping out once more and is keen to avenge last year's final defeat at the hands of Fort William.
Camanachd Cup final day, it's the biggest event in Shinty, so all players are looking forward to it. This is what everyone aspires to do, to be in the Camanachd Cup final, and one step away from obviously winning. But it's obviously a big hurdle in our way. It's our big rivals, Newtonmore, so all looking forward to it, and hopefully in the day we can we can perform to our best.
As a player, how much does it mean to you to lift this trophy? Because, it's arguably the biggest prize in the sport.
Well, it is. I mean, the league's obviously a testament to the best team, over the course of a season, and it doesn't really get the credit it deserves. But, the Camanachd Cup is billed as the pinnacle for all players, and it's a huge event. All the publicity is built around it.
I'm fortunate to play in quite a few of them, and the buzz is obviously still there, and that doesn't go. And certainly for all the young players, I mean, they're obviously very nervous, and it's a big occasion for them. But our young boys got experience for last year against Fort William, though they didn't win. But hopefully that should spur them on to this year, and hopefully we can go one better than we did last year and lift the trophy.
Yeah, I mean, last year was a real pain for the club as well, because it's been a couple of years now since you've last tasted Camara Cup success. Does that make you more hungry this weekend?
Absolutely. I mean, we hope so. We hope these players will react to that, because obviously it was disappointing last year. We got so close, and we're thinking it might go extra time, and then obviously if it only come out with that really good winner at the end just to kill us at the last gasp. But absolutely, I mean, it's these finals there for winning. The form book kind of goes out the table to an extent, or we're hoping so, because our form hasn't been greatly nipped at where you would obviously be very strong, so hopefully on the day we can perform.
And your old rivals as well, need to more of the opposition. Does that kind of add any extra spice?
It does a wee bit, yeah. I mean, finals are finals. You don't want to lose, we don't want to lose, but somebody's going to have to lose in the end of the day, and hopefully it's not us, but it's have to take these things as they come, and hopefully on the day we get that bit of luck.
It's been a couple of years since the two met in the Camara Cup final as well. You know, that they need some more King UC matches. Obviously we see them in the Premier Division, but what can we expect from a Camara Cup final between the two?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, the last time we played in a Camara Cup final was a 12-1 victory for ourselves, but I mean, that was just at a time that we were just at our peak, and Newton were obviously rebuilding as a complete one-off. That's certainly what the occasions are. As I said, for the first time in a final league, we'll probably go in as favourites. They're way ahead in the league position. Our form hasn't been great. It's been very patchy. But in saying that, a one-off final, anything can happen. I mean, I know before and there was one game in Inverness where Inverary were playing Fort William. Sorry, it wasn't. It was Kyles Athletic were playing Fort William, and Fort William big favourites, and Kyles Athletic managed to win. So a lot of these things don't count for it. I mean, okay, you'd right, be playing well going into it, but as I say, if you get everything right in the day, things can come together. But it's like anything else, it's all in the day, and we're just hoping our younger boys can rise to the challenge.
Stevie mentioned just that a few moments ago, speaking to him, that perhaps this could be your last Camara Cup final. Is that any plans to kind of finish up your career at the end of the year?
Not really, no. I mean, look at the end of the season and see where I am. I mean, I missed a large chunk of this year through injury through the international in October, where I damaged my ligaments, my ankle ligaments. So it's been a long road to recovery getting back there, but I'm getting back to full fitness now, and I'm certainly keeping up with these young boys, if not beating some of them at the training. So I don't see why not. I've still got the hunger and desire. I'm still performing every Saturday. So as I say, we'll see how it goes at the end of the season. As I said, I've got the appetite and hunger for it, and we'll just see what Saturday brings.
It's occasions like the Camara Cup final that just make you even more determined to win things.
Absolutely. I mean, we aspire to win every game. It's not always possible. We've won the McTavish this year, lost in the sort of semi-final in the North, semi-final to Youghmore. It was quite a close affair. And as I say, we're in the Camara Cup final, and hopefully, as I said, we can win it. But we're under no illusion. It's going to be very difficult. We have to, rise to the challenge. We've got to lift our level of play. And we're capable of winning. There's no question about that. If we can get everything right, we've obviously got a few injuries, and we don't have the sort of strength and depth that you and more have. But in saying that, if we unite and we believe that we can win, then who knows?
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Ronald Ross on the MFR Shinty Show, a man who we've been trying to tie down on the show for the last couple of months, Drew, but he's finally here. Not in person, obviously, but on the tape. And good to hear from him. And he's looking forward to this Camara Cup final as if it was his first.
Yeah, and I think he's only come on because I approached Torkel about Ronald being evasive. So Torkel must have had a word with him this week, I think.
It is a big occasion for him as well. Stevie Borthwick mentioned it. Ronald was quick to quash any rumours about him retiring. But if it was his last game, he'd want to go out on a high note.
Yeah, I think definitely he won't want to go out losing, but I don't think Ronald will be finished just for a number of reasons. I think he still enjoys it. If you're still enjoying it, he should still be playing. He's had a broken season this season. He's struggling with injury. He says he's fully fit. I mean, if Ronald's fully fit, then there's 4 or 5 years left, and in their mind, 4 or 5 games. People need to realise that. And if Ronald was to give up, it would be a massive loss for Shinty.
He said there that he still beats his younger colleagues in training. Torquil, you know him pretty well. Will he step down from the sport after the end of the season?
I really don't know. It's not something that he's mentioned to me, and I'm sure he probably wouldn't. But he's a pleasure to work with in the office. He's clearly nervous for this weekend, but he's pretty focused.
And he has a real hunger to win that trophy as well. A real determination.
I'm sure they both do. I mean, it's such an important thing that both teams will be going for it. But Ronald, you know, in terms of his contribution to the sport as a development officer, he's made a fantastic contribution and continues to do that. And now he's the national development officer, so he's all over Scotland. He's doing some great work in Aberdeen at the moment, and he's down in the Central Belt a lot. So, you know, maybe if he did retire, he'd have more time, but I don't know.
He is a big game player as well, Drew, someone who can change games, and you know that he's notched up 12 goals already in the competition. Scored a few at Tynholt in the earlier rounds, and you know, has carried on throughout the campaign. You know, he's a real match winner for them.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, and it's not all about Ronald either, because there's a couple of young Bothwicks that are very good as well. You know, I mean, they could maybe put all their effort into stopping Ronald. I don't think they'll do that. I think they'll just try and win the ball from midfield, keep it away from him. But Ronald, if he's on form, he can score goals from absolutely anywhere, from anything, any scraps. Doesn't even need to be a quality ball. He'll still make something of it. Yeah. He's just an absolute phenomenon. And if he's as sharp as I'm sure he's been practicing non-stop. Nobody's seen him. He's been under wraps. But if he comes up sharp, he'll take some stopping.
We mentioned Scott Campbell and his dedication to the sport as well. And Ronald, yeah, like you say, you know, he's still up there. Is he 30, 36, 37? He's, you know, he's still at a good age. He's getting on a little bit in terms of you know, shinty players, but you know,
just reminds that Ryan Giggs scored last night at Champions
League. Exactly,
he's 38.
And he's 38, yeah. So Ronald's still at the very pinnacle of his game.
Yeah. There's just, you know, there are other sportsmen out there that are that sort of unique and playing at a, you know, professional level. Ronald is still an amateur and still producing it, which mm-hmm. is
week in, week
even
out.
More so. Yeah. No, I mean, Newton Moore won't focus solely on him. But I'll enjoy the tussle between himself and Norman Campbell. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting. And can you see, even if we're losing 2-0, they just think, if we get the ball to Ronald, he'll carry us. And that's all they'll do. They'll just remain and feed the ball to Ronald. Just keep feeding it to Ronald.
Well, that's almost all the talking done. Time for some predictions from you guys now. Time to put your neck on the line here. Torquil, I'll start with you first of all.
Yeah,
how is this Camara Cup final going to go?
Shinty's going to be the winner. We'll have a great crowd, it'll be a great day out, and you'll see two of the best teams in the sport on the park.
Drew?
After the semi-finals at Spain, I felt Knussie would beat Newton Moore. I think that the Knussie build-up's been really broken. If they turn up with the team that I hope they turn up, and it's not because I'm a Knussie supporter, but I want to see two strong teams. If Knussie get ahead early, Knussie will win, because I think Newton Moore are great front runners. If Newton Moore get ahead, there's mm-hmm. a chance it could be 4 or 5 goals. But I'm going to put my neck on the block and I'll say Knussie will win this game 3-2.
I mean, we want goals as well. Last year we got some goals. We want to make sure that the people watching that are neutrals and interested in the sport as well to kind of go along and watch and even participate.
Yeah, but it's incredible. I had a sleep I slept last night, and yesterday I predicted 4-2 to Newton Moore, so I don't take to my predictions too seriously. Every time I have a sleep, I change my mind. No, I'll stick with 3-2 for Knussie. But no, I mean, it would be great to see loads of goals, but I think quite often in the big cup finals you don't get the goals because of the nervousness.
Yeah. But like Torquil was saying there, I mean, yeah, Shinty has to be the winner.
Yeah, the last few cup finals have just been fantastic for the sport. Really good adverts for the game. I'm sure this Saturday will be another one.
Well, let's hope so. Newton Moore versus Knussie. It all gets underway at 2:30, and you can follow all the action on MFR2 Sport, 11:07 AM, DAB, and online at mfr.co.uk. That's it for this week's edition of the MFR Shinty Show. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time as the Premier Division title race hots up.